Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on Laurie, L-O-R-I-E, McGinley, M-C, capital G-I-N-L-E-Y. Laurie McGinley is a 42-year-old woman who reports she was injured at work on 11-26-19. Perchi states she hurt her back lifting a patient's legs onto the treatment table and then positioning him. Perchi believes she injured her mid and lower back and went to the emergency room afterwards. Perchi had further evaluation, including an MRI, to which she refers us for her final diagnosis. Perchi states she received 2 injections from Dr. Goldstein and 5 injections from Rothman Orthopedics, but did not undergo any surgery. Period. She completed her course of active care on 3/28/22. Period. Ms. McGinley admits that she previously injured her back in 2007. Period. This was treated with physical therapy. Period. She reports she was still stiff afterwards up through the subject event. Period. She did not sustain any subsequent injuries to the involved areas. Period. Underline this, place this line after the statement about the injections. Surgery was declined at that time. Period. New paragraph. Ms. McGinley was previously evaluated here on 10/31/08 relative to a low back injury of 8/18/07. Period. At that time, we offered 7.5% permanent partial total disability for the residuals of a paracentral left disc herniation at L4-5 suggested on MRI. Period. This did not correlate with her right-sided radicular complaints. Period. New paragraph. You have provided me with further documentation that shows on 8/17/09 she received an order approving settlement. Period. This was in the amount of 20% partial total, due to residuals of acute sprain and strain of the lumbar spine with resultant L4-5 disc herniation. Period. An amended claim petition was submitted relative to the event of 11/26/19, and she was assisting a patient out of a wheelchair. Period. I'm not in receipt of specific treatment documentation relative to this incident. Period. New paragraph. An earlier report shows on 9/4/08, Dr. Cataldo diagnosed. Dr. Cataldo offered permanency ratings relative to the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spines. Period. The latter was 45%. For herniated disc at L4-5 with right sciatic neuralgia. Period. On 12/6/19, she underwent thoracic spine x-rays at the referral of Dr. Miller. Period. It showed thoracic scoliosis with mild end plate degenerative changes and spondylosis. Period. There was no acute disease otherwise. Period. Lumbar spine x-rays the same day showed mild scoliosis with moderate L5-S1 spondylosis. Period. On 1/15/20, the petitioner underwent a lumbar MRI that was not compared to any earlier studies. Period. She also underwent a it was compared to an earlier study of 1/15/20. Period. She also underwent a thoracic MRI that showed no compression, fracture, or subluxation. Period. There was scoliosis, and the thoracic spinal cord was unremarkable in appearance. Period. And then put this in bold, we do not actually have the result of the lumbar MRI from 1/15/20, so need to obtain it. Physical exam. General appearance, she was talkative and pleasant. Period. She demonstrated what she thought was inability to spread the toes on the right foot like she could on the left. Period. Extremities upper normal, extremities lower. Her legs were shaven bilaterally. Period. Cervical normal, thoracic normal, lumbosacral. She had mild tenderness to palpation about the lumbosacral junction, comma, left graded trochanter and sciatic notch, but not on the corresponding right side. Period. The rest of that area is normal. Supine straight leg raise and maneuvers at 80 degrees. Elicited only mild low back tenderness without radicular complaints. Period. Impressions. Lori McGinley alleges to have injured her mid and lower back at work while transferring a patient. Period. She had previously injured her lower back and was examined here relative to that injury of 8/18/07. Period. She currently asserts that she remained stiff in her back since that time. Period. The only new medical documentation provided is results of thoracic and lumbar x-rays done on 12/6/19 and part of a report of a lumbar MRI of 1/15/20. Paired thoracic MRI on that date. Was interpreted as above. Period. New paragraph, the current examination of Ms. McGinley found she had virtually full range of motion about the, stressed that she had full range of motion about the thoracic and lumbar spines. Period. Supine straight leg raises and maneuvers elicited only mild low back tenderness at obtuse angles, making this response clinically inconsequential. Period. Neural tension signs were negative. Period. Her legs were shaven bilaterally. Period. I will have the results of the 9/13/07 lumbar MRI inserted as marked from my prior report. Period. New paragraph. There is 0% permanent partial total disability referable to the lower back as this pertains to the incident of 11/26/19. It appears that on that occasion Ms. McGinley sustained a sprain and temporary exacerbation of her underlying condition. Period. We do need to find the more recent MRI results to compare to the earlier ones. But I suspect there was not much difference. Period. End.